In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning. Hope everyone is shopped up and ready to go for Christmas. As you know, Santa will be making his rounds a little later in the week, and we had a great Sunday service at church yesterday. I know many of you did, as we celebrate Advent and the coming of Christ's birth. We are excited about the season and the blessings that we all have enjoyed this year, and we want to give thanks for all that. We also want to give thanks this morning for the Crittenden County Volunteer Fire Department, who recently recognized its Fireman of the Year, and it's Cornbread. James Mays was presented with the Firefighter of the Year honor at the recent Firefighters Christmas party. And Matt Lynn, a young firefighter, was given the Most Improved Firefighter Award. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. We appreciate all that our fire departments do for us here in Marion and Crittenden County. And if you haven't heard, the Marion Fire Department just recently acquired a new truck, a new fire truck, and it's a dandy. They were able to find it down in Marshall County. It's a used model. However, it'd be new to us, and the city of Marion allocated $100,000, and then the fire department paid the rest on it. And they're going to get it striped up, and we'll have a picture of it in the Crittenden Press here in the coming days. A lot of things going on, of course, around in the community as we head into Christmas week. Hopefully some of the things will slow down just a little bit. We've had a lot of meetings lately, a lot of issues in the news. Of course, the jail front and center, big meeting last week. The county had to move some money around. They moved $50,000 out of the road fund into the general fund and then over to the jail. So the county is having to supplement the jail a great deal lately, to the tune of $400,000 or $500,000, I believe, so far this year, and no relief in sight as numbers are down. I don't know if you saw last week's Crittenden Press, but there was the lead article in the paper was all about the numbers game that they're dealing with. Fewer inmates, higher costs, and it's a difficult time. Trying to work through all of it, our leaders are, but you can follow all of that in the Crittenden Press as we write a comprehensive article each time they meet. Also, at last week's fiscal court meeting, magistrates laid out a plan to regulate solar farms in Crittenden County. A lot of other counties have already done that. We don't have any solar farms yet, or really any on the cusp of getting going here in Crittenden County, but down in Livingston there's one coming soon near Lola, and then you have, of course, the one down in Lyon County, and perhaps another one coming over in Caldwell County. So there has been some interest here in Crittenden County, and the local leaders are just trying to get ahead of that. So they presented first reading of an ordinance, and you can read about that in the upcoming issue of the Crittenden Press as well. Now, the fiscal court will meet in special session Tuesday, tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 p.m. at the county office complex. That will be in order to take care of some end-of-year items, just routine stuff, but then I understand there's a good chance they will take another look at the jail issue. There's some other bills coming due, another payroll coming in, so they're going to take another look at that. You know, these jails, of course, we're struggling here, but it's all across Kentucky. As I mentioned, Kentucky Association of Counties has released its legislative agenda for the coming session. The Kentucky General Assembly, which will begin to convene after the first of the year, and the CACO, which represents all the counties in the state of Kentucky and does the lobbying in Frankfort for those counties, it released its agenda for the coming session, and the priority will be jails. It's going to be their key focus as they start to try to get lawmakers to come to the rescue. You know, the state inmate housing system has been described by CACO as unsustainable, and certainly we're finding that out here. You know, the $35.34 daily per diem that the state pays these counties for keeping inmates is barely half of the actual average daily cost for incarceration. It's more like $63 and some change. So they're going to try to get that bumped up. And then when people are arrested and put into jail on state charges, right now the county foots that bill until they are sentenced and put into the state prison system. But right now the counties are not paid. They're not reimbursed for that. And I think part of this legislative plan that will be presented is going to ask the state for a little more help. But again, a lot of stuff to keep our eyes on here as, again, Crittenden County mirrors what's going on across the state, and it's starting to come to a head with these jails, particularly in a small county where we don't have a lot of extra resources here. So we're going to take a short break and be back in just a moment with more news and sports.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, I love Marion Pit Barbecue. Had a sandwich for lunch yesterday after church. My wife stopped and picked up a pound of barbecue, and I like to pack it with onions and pour a lot of sauce on it. I was talking to Jason Hatfield the other day, and he reminded me they are also doing hams for the holidays. You know, you can still get a ham for a late Christmas gathering or for New Year's. So give Jason a shout out at Marion Pit Barbecue. Well, the deadline is approaching for candidates to file to run in partisan races for the primary election this coming spring. January 9th is your deadline for that. Some recent filings in Crittenden County, the most recent ones, Lynn Goodrich has filed for re-election for Constable of District 4. Bob Rowley has filed to seek the GOP magisterial nomination in District 6. He ran last time, and Scott Belt won that race, but Scott is not going to seek re-election this time, he tells me. So Bob Rowley has put his name in the hat. Also, Chad Thomas down in the District 4 has switched parties. He has been the two-time incumbent on the fiscal court, but now will run as a Republican this time for the very first time. Chad Thomas, again, down in the 4th District. Down in Caldwell County, Albert Bennett, a longtime magistrate and has served in many capacities at the state level. He was president of the Kentucky Association of Counties there for a while, and also was president of the Kentucky Magisterial Association. So been very active in local and state politics. Albert course, he and his wife run the restaurant down there. Or I don't know if they're running it now. They own it, and they have been running it at times. But anyway, Elbert Bennett says he's not going to run again. He's 76 years old. I talked to him a few days ago, and he just felt like it was time to hang it up, and talked more about his granddaughter, Ellie McGowan, who is now working for Congressman Comer up in Washington. And I'm trying to track her down over the holidays, too, see if I can't get an article out of her about how things are going up in D.C. as she works for the congressman on his House Oversight Committee. In that magisterial district there in Fredonia, where Elbert has chosen not to seek re-election, two have filed, Casey Baker and Bobby Joe Harper, two well-known Fredonia area residents, and they will be vying for that District 1 seat now that Elbert is pulling out. We're going to take another quick break, and I'll be right back with sports. How about that?
When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything.
In local sports, on the basketball scene, the Lady Rockets went down to Carlisle County Thursday night. That's a long way down there, folks, the other side of Mayfield. And won the game very handily. And senior guard Elliot Evans scored 20 points along with Jordan Hodge. She also had 20. But Elliot's points put her over the 1,000-point threshold for her career. That's a coveted milestone in basketball. So she joins Anna Boone, a teammate who is also a member of that 1,000-point club, and Jordan Hodge is getting close, about 250 more points, and she'll be there. And for the first time ever in Crittenden County history, a team could have three players that are members of that very, again, coveted 1,000-point club. So congratulations to those Lady Rockets, and we want to wish them good luck as they kind of close out the pre-Christmas part of their schedule on Tuesday night. Tomorrow night they will be over at Union County to play the Lady Braves. And then that will be it for a few days until they head down to Florida. And they will be playing in Orlando at a big tournament. First team they'll play is out of Ohio. There are teams from all across the state coming into that, but a team out of Medina, Ohio will be their first up, and you know, they'll play several games in that tournament. JV's even playing some games down there as well. The whole team will be flying down to Florida. Meanwhile, the Rocket basketball team has been participating in the St. Mary tournament down in Paducah. They have lost their first two games in that tournament. St. Mary beat them in the first game, and then they played South Fulton on Saturday and lost that game. That's South Fulton, Tennessee, and that will pit the Rockets now against Trigg County, a 5th district team that they see all the time anyway. They're going to get to play them in that tournament today at noon down at Paducah. They'll take on Trigg County. And then the Rockets will be back in action tomorrow night against Murray High down in Murray. So that'll wrap up their pre-Christmas season as well, and they will take a break before coming back to the real grind, which will be after the Christmas holiday. They'll get into the All-A. It will be the first full week of January, as the Lady Rockets will be opening up at Dawson Springs against the Lady Panthers. And then the Rockets will be opening up the All-A play against Heritage Christian. And that game will be here on December 6th. The Lady Rockets play on December 5th. That's the opening rounds. And then the championship games will be on December 10th. And all those second round, the semifinals and finals, will all be played at Dawson Springs. Well, the last of the firearms-type deer season ended over the weekend, and Crittenden County still has a lower harvest than traditional figures. But the muzzleloader season ended on Sunday, yesterday. A lot of other seasons still going on. You can archery hunt, use your bow and arrow or your crossbow until January 19th to harvest a deer. You know, going on right now, raccoon season still open through February 28th. Squirrels open through February 28th. Of course, rabbit and quail season's going on. See a lot of rabbit hunters around, but not too many quail hunters anymore. That's about played out, you might say. Duck season is back open now, and those guys, I see some of them running around through town with their boats and their camouflage, and that season runs through the end of January. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you have a great Christmas week. Don't believe we'll have a program on Thursday, on Christmas Day, so unless something major breaks, and I feel like we need to have a podcast on that day. So otherwise, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you first of next week.